CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 17th of November 2024. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB has launched a new practical events section on its website. The RSGB Awards Manager has added categories to the IARU Region 1 Award. There's still time to host the Youngsters on the Air month call sign. The RSGB is keen to promote practical events for radio amateurs as a way of developing their skills and retaining their interest in amateur radio. The Society has also demonstrated that build-a-thons are a great way of engaging new audiences, giving people a taste of amateur radio in a fun and supportive environment. As part of its strategy, the RSGB held two workshops at the 2024 convention to introduce individuals to radio-related usage of microcontroller units, or MCUs. The Society also holds annual build-a-radio events at Bletchley Park for youngsters, with the kits provided by the Radio Communications Foundation. To support radio amateurs to try practical skills themselves or to put on their own events, the RSGB has published a new section on its website that's dedicated to practical events. You'll find a guide to running a build-a-thon, detailed information from the MCU workshop, as well as a short video to inspire you. Feedback from the RSGB's events have been wholly positive, with requests for similar activities around the country. Could your club host an event and perhaps even boost its numbers at the same time? Find out on the RSGB website under Practical Events. The RSGB Awards Manager has announced that with the support of the Board, he's added new categories of achievement to the IARU Region 1 Award. These include WARC bands only, 10 MHz only, 18 MHz only, 24 MHz only. The standard IARU Region 1 Award check spreadsheet could continue to be used for these categories. However, award chasers are advised to keep separate versions for each band or set of bands. There are no mode or power restrictions, and there is no distinction between fixed and portable stations. You just have to be operating within the same country for all QSOs used in the application. There aren't any limitations on the start dates of the awards other than the dates for particular countries as identified in the check sheet. This reflects, for example, when a country became a member of the IARU. The RSGB would like to thank the award chasers who contribute to the discussions about adding new categories. With just 2 weeks to go until the Youngsters on the Air month, operating slots for GB24 YOTA are filling up fast. The special call sign will be active throughout December, and it's a fantastic opportunity to get youngsters active on the amateur bands. Whether you're part of a school, university, youth group or club or individual, the RSGB would love you to be involved. The Society would be delighted to see the call sign hosted every day during December and see as many youngsters on the air as possible. Be part of this goal by visiting qrz.com and searching for GB24 YOTA to check availability. Operating slots aren't fixed and can be adjusted to suit your timing, so don't delay. Email Jamie, M0SDV, via yota.month@rsgb.org.uk now. Visit rsgb.org/yota-month to find out more. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. There'll also be reduced hours on New Year's Eve when the centre will be closing at 2 p.m. Following the seasonal closures, the NRC will also be closed for essential maintenance on the 2nd of January. Outside these times, volunteers look forward to welcome visitors as usual. Remember that RSGB members can download a free voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSGB website. Visitors to and from CEPT countries such as the UK can now operate more easily in the Cayman Islands. which has now joined CPT TR6101 Reciprocal Agreement. This change was agreed at the CPT meeting last month. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, the Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Winter Rally takes place on Saturday the 23rd of November at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden in Rochdale. The usual traders and caterers will be attending. Doors open 10 a.m, entry is £3, plenty of parking. More information from the treasurer and rally organiser, Martin Shaw, via rally.radars, that's R-A-D-A-R-S, at hotmail.com, or call 07587709006. The Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club annual rally takes place on Sunday the 24th of November at Spennymoor Leisure Centre in County Durham. The usual traders will be attending, catering, ample parking, disabled facilities will be available. More information, visit barac.org.uk. The Isle of Man Amateur Radio Society dinner as at Craignabar on Friday the 29th of November. Tickets are £25. More information, including details of the menu and how to book, visit IOMARS, that's iomars.im. The Wiltshire Radio Winter Rally is on Sunday the 1st of December at Kington Langley Village Hall in Kington Langley, just off junction 17 of the M4. Doors open at 9 a.m, close at 1 p.m. Admission is £3. Indoor tables £10, car boot pitches £10, for a car size pitch £15 for a van size. Hot and cold refreshments will be available on site. More info from chairman at chippenhamradio.club. The Mid Devon Amateur Radio and Electronics Fair is on Sunday the 8th of December at Winkley Sports and Recreation Centre. Doors are open from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m, entry £3 per person, no charge for partners and under-16s. Free parking and Wi-Fi is available, as well as hot food and refreshments. Trade is £5 per 6-foot frontage with tables supplied. Booking in advance is recommended. Mains electricity is also available on request. Traders, please pre-book as soon as possible. Contact Phil G6DLJ via 07990 563147 or email wrgfigures2024@hotmail.com. Now the special event news. Special event call sign 9Y20TAWT is active from the 22nd of November to the 29th of November, celebrating 20th anniversary of the Telecommunications Authority of Trinidad and Tobago in collaboration with the Trinidad and Tobago Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs are invited to make contact. Limited edition QSL cards will be available, and certificates can be requested by amateurs making at least 5 unique contacts. Find out more on the event website via 9y20ta.tt. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of the formation of Radio Beograd in 1924, members of the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club, YU1ANO, in Serbia are active as YT100RB and YU1924RB until the 30th of November. Details of a certificate that's available for these stations go to yu1ano.org. Special call sign HB50VC is active until the 31st of December, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Swiss Air Amateur Radio Club, HB9VC. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World. QSL cards will not be provided. You can download a certificate for working this particular special station from tinyurl.com/HB50VC-24. Now for DX News, HC5CW and HC2AP will be active as Stroke 8 from San Cristobal Island in the Galapagos Islands between the 19th and 28th of November. IOTA references SA004. They'll operate on the HF band CW, SSB and FT8, QSL via M0OXO or OQRS. Just clarify those call signs, HC5CW and HC2AP, active as HC5CW stroke 8 and HD8CW. The S9ZT will be active from the Saltomir Island between the 11th and 20th of November. The IOTA references AF023. They'll operate on the 160 to 6 metre band CW SSB digital and also EME on 432 MHz. The 9L5A team, who are members of the F6KOP club, will be active from Sierra Leone between the 27th of November and the 8th of December. They'll operate 160 to 6 metre bands QO100 as well, QSL via F5GSJ, Logbook of the World or Club Log, OQRS. Contest news tomorrow, Monday the 18th of November. The RSGB FT4 contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. FT4 on the 80 metre to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange's signal report. Tuesday the 19th, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 21st of November, RSGB 70 megs UK activity contest, 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 4-metre band, exchange signal report, serial number and locator. CQ Worldwide DXCW contest starts at 00 UTC, Saturday the 23rd of November and ends at 2359 UTC, Sunday the 24th. Using CW on the 160 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and CQ zone, UK zone in case you've forgotten, is 14. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. They write, the solar flux index took a downturn this week, ending up at 150. The visible solar disk is looking rather bare compared with a couple of weeks ago. This is the lowest SFI value since the 2nd of May, but it's only a matter of time before we see another sunspot appear as we make our way through the solar maximum. The good news is that this means we have been pretty devoid of solar flares and coronal mass ejections, with only a few M-class flares occurring. Any CMEs were not Earth-directed, and so the KP index stayed low. As a result, the bands are still playing ball. A quick look at the 10 metres at 10 100 UTC on Thursday the 14th showed that the 4X6TU Israel, an OH2B Finland and LU4AA Argentina International Beacon Project beacons were romping in on 28.2 MHz. Going down to 15 metres it was even better, with ZL6B New Zealand, VK6RBP Australia and JA2IGY Japan all audible on 21.150 metres. Also, the proton flux from the sun remains low, which bodes well for polar paths. Next week, the Space Weather Prediction Centre forecasts the solar flux index will rise again, no doubt as new or returning sunspots appear, perhaps putting us into the low 200s. From a geomagnetic perspective, unsettled conditions are forecast for Wednesday the 20th of November, when the KP index could rise to 4. Looking ahead again, fingers crossed for the 23rd and 24th weekend, when the CQ Worldwide CW contest takes place. Now for VHF and up, it was more of the same on 50 megs last week, with what may be a mix of E's and F2 layer propagation, producing morning openings in the afternoon to the Gulf States, Southeast Asia and the Americas. On the higher bands, with the high pressure just hanging on its colder guise, next week looks distinctly on the wintry side for some areas. The high pressure has, along with its predecessor, given us at least 2 weeks of tropo conditions on the VHF bands. The expected changeover to low pressure takes place on Sunday and drives the colder northerly weather pattern down across the UK, even to southern areas. That means the majority of next week is a good time to look for rain scatter. Regarding meteor scatter, the peak of the Leonids occurs today, 17th of November, with rates of 15 to 20 per hour. Also, occasional peaks of the KP index above 4 should tempt us to beam north for chance of aurora openings, As usual, check the VHF beacons and clusters for signs of activity during the afternoon and evenings when the auroral oval is displaced southwards, nearer to our part of the world. It's a good week for EME operators. The moon reaches peak declination on Monday morning, but path losses are rising as we pass perigee on Thursday the 14th. 144 megs sky noise is moderate, reaching 500 Kelvin on Sunday night. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week, also.